summer, I actually pulled off a prank that I thought was absolutely perfect and ended up backfiring on me. So I want to tell you that story. Like I said, I came to camp because I loved working with kids. There were things I did not like as much. Probably on the top of that list were overnights. I don't know how many of you loved going on overnights. I always found overnights to include a lot of foot dragging, sleeping bags unfurling, meals sliding into the flames to be permanently ruined. Hobo dinners, pita pizzas, just a panoply of disasters. And so, I understand the transformative powers of sleeping under the stars. I wrote my college essay about it. It was successful. I got into college. But I could, that was it. I was like, I did that. I'm in college. I don't need another overnight. So I was a counselor in Lenape, and I told my, when I was a counselor, my periods off, I would wander around. And I wandered around, not lost, I was exploring. And I wandered, and I realized that at the top of the high road, there's a bend, and there's a stream. And if you follow this, the stream is, I think, the one that leads to Big Tree Field. And I followed this stream, and I discovered, this was like magical, I discovered it led to Line Shack. So when we went on our overnight, now if you think about Line Shack, for those of you who remember when Out Trip was over in the old dining hall, Line Shack was absolutely the most impossible overnight spot because you had to schlep over to Out Trip, and then you had to schlep all the way across camp again, and then go all the way back up to Line Shack. How many of you remember doing that? It was a pain. Like, how many sleeping bags come undone on that hike? It's impossible. But I said, here, we're going to look really good. I said to my sister cabin counselors, who, again, I'm imagining are my favorite duo of Nina Braun and Jen Antonoro. And I said to them, listen, I've got a shortcut. Will you go with me on this? Just go with it. And they said, yeah, sure, whatever. Shortcut? Sounds good. Because what we all wanted to do was get up to Line Shack and just hang out. Right? Get there fast, not do anything for the afternoon. So we look great because we were like, we're going to Line Shack. And everyone's like, wow, good for you. We said, we're going to go to Out Trip first. All right, good for you. Enthusiastic. Yeah, this trip, it's going to take forever. So we started walking up the high road. And I said to all the kids, I said, hey, I've got a shortcut. How many of you are in? And they all said, yeah, sure, because the kids don't like the overnights any more than I did. So I said, all right, we're going to follow this stream. We're going to bushwhack. That's cool, right? So we start bushwhacking, and this is where the prank happens. Because we start walking a couple of minutes, and I say, all right, I'm pretty sure that we have to keep going this way. But who brought the map and the compass? And all the kids are like, what, map and compass? What? They didn't, I don't know. I said, well, you better look in your bags because I'm sure we're going to be fine. But if you could find the map and the compass, that would be super helpful. Because we'll be good. Nobody has a map and compass, obviously. So we keep walking. I say, we're totally going to be fine. I'm pretty sure. But let's split up. We're going to send one party off to the right and one party off to the left and come back and, like, when you can't see us anymore, look around and then come back and report to me. Because I'm sure we're not far. Probably. And they go off and I say, well, what did you see? They say, we saw nothing. I say, all right, well, I'm sure we're not going to be lost for too long. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? So we go a little bit further. We keep following the stream. We go a little further, and I can tell that we're getting up to Line Shack, because it's pretty obvious. And Line Shack is really easy to find. You go up the stream, when you hit the bridge, Line Shack is to your right. It's very easy. So we get up, we're right getting close to Line Shack, and I tell the kids, I'm a little concerned here, so I want you to, like, go up ahead and just check for me one more time. I say, you go that way. And tell me if you see anything. And they go off, and they say, we saw a cabin. And I said, oh, no. He said, what? Nothing. It's fine. Sure. I mean, it's probably fine. It's old man McGuffrey. But don't, I mean, it's probably fine. And they said, who's he? I said, well, you know how there's that guy who lives like in the middle of camp, but none of us see him because the house is surrounded by woods and it's got the driveway at the edge of Big Tree Field and we all want to know who that is. I said, Old Man McGuffrey is, that's him. Frost Valley bought up all the land around him and he hates us. But he only hates adults. So I can't go and knock on the door. I need some of the campers, because the campers, like when the counselors come into like his territory, he shoots at them. But I'm sure it'll be fine if a camper comes and knocks on the door. I need a volunteer. So we sent some volunteers up to Line Shack, and they knocked on the door, and there's nobody there because it's Line Shack. And they come back and they go, there's nobody there. And I said, but did you see a gun? No, there's no gun. I said, was there like a fire burning that maybe he left because he's out hunting? No, nothing like that. It was empty. I said, well, I guess maybe we can just go and use his hut. Because I don't want to get any more lost than we already are. So we all settle in, and there's a fire ring there. We said, let's build our fire here. Let's hang out. Let's relax. But all of the campers are like, hello, is old man Mr. McGuffrey going to come and shoot us? He's probably going to kill us. Is he going to kill all of us? I don't know. What's going to happen? And I think this is good for another couple of minutes because it's distracting the kids while Jen and Nina and I hang out and watch them build the fire. So this is like really good for us. They're entirely distracted. I think this is awesome. And they're going to build the fire. They're going to make dinner. They're going to be totally petrified to go wander off in the woods and make out. Like, it's the perfect solution. And I think, I don't know when I'm going to explain to them this is all a prank until the director, Dave Gold, shows up. Comes down the trail wearing his Mets hat. I got you, Dave. I told you I was going to fit that in. Comes down with the short shorts. Thank you, Malik. We remember Dave Gold in the short shorts. Short shorts, Mets hat, and I go, oh, this is perfect. This is gonna be how I tie it all together. So Dave shows up and all of the kids are like, oh, you've saved us! We're about to die. Old man McGaffrey is gonna shoot us, and oh my god, how did you find us? And we've been so lost, oh my god. And I'm standing behind them kind of like, I'm going to explain this in a second. Hold on, Dave. And Dave's looking at me like, what's going on? And he looks at the kids. And I say, kids, we're not lost. We're at Line Shack. And they all turn around and look at me and say, no, we're not. I said, of course we are. I'm just pranking you. This is all just a joke. We're not lost at all. We're actually right here at Line Shack where we're meant to be. Because otherwise, how would Dave know how to find us? This must be Line Shack. Right, Dave? Dave looked at me, looked at the kids, shrugged, and said, I better go check on the other cabins. Have a good night. And they say, but we're lost. And he said, don't worry, I'll know where to find you. And so since that, and again, I thought this was the perfect prank until that moment. Since that day, every reunion that I have come, now I'm just going to take a step back here and explain what I do professionally. I'm a tour guide. I am so, the thing that I am the proudest of is there was a day when I took 50 high school kids from Indiana through the subway at 34th Street through one tunnel after another, up the stairs, down the stairs, around the corner, in rush hour, in the rain. I am so proud of that. I am good at leading people to places. But for every reunion that I have been to since then, people have been coming up to me. Diane Sacker, I think you're sitting over there. Thank you very much. Over there. I'm pointing an accusatory finger in your direction. Diane Sacker, every single reunion, comes up to me and says, I can't believe you got us lost. Now, it gets even worse because Diane has evolved into having me got in the cabin lost on the way to Double Top. I've never been to Double Top. This story has evolved into me getting everybody lost everywhere constantly. I have gone from being the person whose core competency is directing people from one place to another to being a person at Frost Valley who cannot find his way to the dining hall. Which I think is like the perfect epitome of a prank gone wrong. So I thank you very much. That's my story. Yeah.